This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Five Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much I stress a her and me rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock a spag a thing now. Bets throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
The Tuesday, June 20th edition is on and popping, and I thought we just started June. I mean, June just come. How do we get on the 20th of June already? Mr. Producer, y'all, I don't know, but y'all go all the months, find out how we looking for November, December. I don't know how fast they can fly by. Man, oh man. Hope everything's going well for you on this Tuesday. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And, of course, the lines are open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Grand Bahama and toll-free in any one of the family islands. 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian 96.9 FM. All right. It's Tuesday, so you know we got to check in with Freeport in short order. But I'm going to jump right in. I'll be back with all your favorite trivia next week. I'm just lining up all the prizes from everybody so we can be fully loaded. And for those of you who need to collect yours, got some outstanding prizes. Your phone should ring between today and tomorrow so y'all can come and collect, and then we can start clean slate. All right. But let's see what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. And, of course, you know, it's brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. DPM praises crew's report. It's a stunning achievement. But didn't we just have one of your colleagues in cabinet say it wasn't a good deal? Just Saturday? I mean, he should have been talking more about immigration, but still. I guess it remains to be seen. You look at certain things and you say, okay, maybe it is good. Look at other things and you go, that don't look too good. So let's see how it all plays out. But I must say, something is far better than nothing. And days after Immigration and Labor Minister Keith Bell slammed the new $300 million Nassau cruise port as the worst deal in Bahamian history, Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper, as the Minister of Tourism, yesterday praised the development, as he did when it was formally opened on May 26. Speaking during debate on the 2023-2024 budget, Cooper said, "We have a world-class, brand-new cruise port at the Port of Nassau. It's a stunning achievement that we are happy to have at our most popular entryway." While Bell claimed the cruise port deal would result in the Bahamian people being in a deficit position, Cooper noted the Nassau cruise port is owned 49% by Bahamian investors and another 2% by the YES Foundation for the benefit of the Bahamian people. It is the home to many new Bahamian entrepreneurs with authentically Bahamian products. I haven't finished reading that good. Text line's blowing up. Great show as usual, Nutty. They're talking about legalizing cannabis again. Do not jump the gun and build that field in the back of the yard on that 200-acre. That's what I'm saying. You always got jokes, Dexter. You always got jokes. They got to get that right, though. They got to table something solid when it comes to that marijuana bill. It's lacking in a lot of areas right now. No text. I missed that, man. I got other things I deal with in the day, especially my pops dealing with his hip and so on and so forth. Mr. Producer, what happened? Lang gone off today. The war room is messing with him today. That's up to me. But tell him, welcome to the club. That's all I could say, Dexter. Been there, then I got the T-shirt. But hey, now I got another member to the club. That's all that I like, Dan. Now I got an ally. What is this? It's a Tuesday, that's what it is. DPM pledges action against downtown. As he pledged to take action on the disappointment that is downtown Nassau, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism, Investments, and Aviation Chester Cooper said yesterday, the government will not allow the area to languish in a poor state. The poor state of the capital city center is even more glaring now that the port is there, Cooper said during the 2023-2024 budget debate in the House. The $300 million Nassau cruise port opened on May 26th, and many hope that it will support spur the advancement of downtown, which has been a state of a neglect for years. Senator Randy Ruff has been assigned to work full. Now, let me get to page 3, see where this goes. Full-time to monitor downtown upgrades, Cooper said. We're working with the Downtown Nassau Partnership to create and execute an overall plan for downtown, and we have already begun stakeholder engagement. I want to be very clear about this. Drug peddlers, hackers, hagglers, prostitutes, harassers, thieves, and troublemakers are not welcome downtown, he said. And I had Texas waiting on me from today, from early, from in this paper, from when the paper dropped. Nobody, you got to talk about this on the show today. What's going on? Now, I never knew there were so many fans of Tropicana, but anyway, I guess y'all see what Mr. Cooper's saying. That sent red flags up. Y'all got to ask Mr. Cooper ask him, not yourself. Ask him what he means specifically. But a lot of y'all texting in already. Boy, I tell you. Y'all like y'all some of that establishment, eh? Naughty, this crew just can't get it together. This New Day crew is very disjointed, I'll tell you that much. Wow. See you next one right there. Naughty, no man. They get enhanced Bay Street, but they need to leave certain watering holes there. I see how you say watering holes, too. We can leave that just like that. But anyway, feel free to chime in. MP, power situation in Abaco, a disgrace. Finally, we hear something from one of the Abaco MPs. Finally. John Pinder had something to say about the deplorable state of BPL. We need to get him on a Monday with Roscoe and Miss Reckley then. Well, yeah, let's see what that happens. Teen accused of attempted murder testifies. A teenager accused of a stabbing a schoolmate in the back during a lunchtime brawl at Anatole Rogers High School last year took the witness stand yesterday, telling his side of the story. The 15-year-old who was on trial for attempted murder claims he acted in self-defense. Read more there. Cooper, 3.5 million tourists in the first 4 months of 2023. But how much did they spend, Mr. Cooper? How much did they leave? How much did Bahamians really feel it? That's what we want to know. Anyway, I digress. That's a wrap right there on your headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Let's slide to Freeport right now. You know it's Tuesday, so we got the Freeport Report lined up. And let me see what's buzzing down there in Grand Bahama with our good friend from the Grand Bahama News, Sarah Kirkby. Sarah, what's going on? Good to have you back.
Hi, darling.
It's another Tuesday, and here we go again.
We missed you.
I missed you guys, too. Well, last Tuesday was a wall banger for me, but anyway, we got through it.
I know. Everything's good, though?
You're all good. All good. Yeah, man. Good? So far, so good. Thank God.
Yeah, we definitely missed you. It was fun listening to us talk what we talked about last again, and then I realized how horrible I hate hearing my voice on the radio.
A lot of people hit me down and thought it was live for a second, and they realized at the break, oh, okay, that was, yeah. But anyway,
I know.
Here we are. What you got good for us this week? Because I got something you got to talk about when me and you finish with all the goodness.
But, okay.
I got something on my radar. You got a big red flag I got to ask a couple of questions about. But go ahead.
All right. Let's do it. So we got good news for us is that the dredging is finally underway in Fortune Bay Canal.
Correct.
Why this is so important is because a lot of boats have been unable to get through. And obviously, like all islands in the Bahamas, we need that traffic for yachts that are visiting, for homeowners, for people that are just going out daily for fishing tournaments, everything. So this is a big thing. It's been an issue since Dorian. So everyone's very pleased to have this happening. It's, as you can see, it's been put on, it's had issues. They had to be very careful also because they are dredging near where the dolphin experience is. So they've had to do a lot of mitigation there to make sure they're okay. And then they also had problems with coral and the coral all got removed. So they weren't harmed as well. So a lot of environmental concerns, but now this is all happening to help with the traffic go through. This is also great news for real estate agents as well, looking to sell properties because as many of you know who have been to Grand Bahama, we have a huge canal-based property of real estate. And so this is a big thing for us and a big thing for the real estate agents to be able to access their the dockage that they have selling with most of these homes. So it's good news for us on that sense. Very good that the Port Authority is getting it done. The really super news is the exquisite Running Man Marina has really come to fruition. They've done a beautiful job down there in Bahamia, fixing this harbor up. And now they're going to start working on the actual hotel itself. But they have had some actual events down there with the exquisite yachts, which are really beautiful.
Running Moon looks absolutely beautiful. They've done a wonderful job on
it
that.
It does. Yeah, it is really pretty. And they've got a brand new restaurant that's opened up. And these guys have come and done an amazing job. They had all the exquisite yachts that are out there in the world come and visit. So they had these big events a couple weeks ago, which was great. Before all this big rain started, that was really good. So that's our big news on that. Very excited that our young Matthew got the Davies got the Student of the Year, Bahamas Primary Student of the Year, which is always great. Really cute kid, and his story is really funny. He's obviously a really studious kid, but he's pretty well-rounded, and it's a nice read. And congratulations to Bishop Michael Eldon School. A lot of people know this is Freeport High School, so this is a winner from that school, so it's fantastic. And he's a really cute kid, so that was adorable.
I tell you, boy, y'all got some smarties down there in Freeport. I tell you, y'all doing your thing.
That's right, boy. And and this kid, besides just being like a normal bright student that gets A's and does everything, you'll read the story. He also helped with all the people that came down and worked on the water issues down here in the Bahamas. And his dad, I know, is an engineer. His mom, I believe, is working in the architecture field with the father, but he worked with these scientists that came down, and he still goes out and monitors water systems for them. Like, he's only in sixth grade. Brilliant kid.
Yeah, but he's
so I thought it was great.
You got to encourage him at that early age, man. That could be the next great scientist right there. Save the world from something.
And we need it for the environmental concerns that we have, definitely. So I think it's great. Then we have another cute story on some young equestrians who went off to the States and did really well. Three cute girls who went over there with Linda Buchanan, who is keeping our horse riding business going here in the Bahamas. Linda's Pine Tree Stables has been here forever. It started with, I can't remember the lady who started it from years ago. And I went to school with her son. I'm going to get in trouble for this, for everybody who's listening to me. Hopefully they'll text in and message you who it is. And she just actually sent me a beautiful picture of a brand new horse that's just been born, a little foal, 4 years old, that's at the Pine Tree now. But it's nice that it's keeping going. And she does beautiful beach walks with the horses for tourists, which is one of the most gorgeous experiences you can do here on the island.
Right. I think the beach walks is something that was hugely popular over here as well. And if tourists can get into that, that's something that should be taken, you know. advantage of, provide that service and provide that excursion. That's something that we can get offshore passengers to actually spend money on.
Yeah, no, it's a lovely experience. And then they walk through the water. I mean, it's gorgeous. So, and we have 60 miles of beaches. Can I throw that in there one more time? 60 miles of beaches. So we have lots of space for these horses to go and take tourists on. And I guess we're just a positive paper today. We have the soccer
camp. You got to talk at the end. Trust me, I can take you at that portion of it.
You're ready for me. Okay. I don't know if you know Mary and Donnie Knowles.
How you mean, man? Mary and Donnie Knowles used to coach my niece, Courtney, man. And Courtney did a wonderful job. Courtney Moss went out to college on a scholarship thanks to them. Great little soccer player. And she was
one of the first
13 national team they put out for girls that did well. And a bunch of girls off of Freeport were on that squad. So that Mary and Donnie have done a wonderful job over the years. Congratulations to them again.
Yeah, I know. My daughter's benefited. I've benefited. I used to play with Mary. We still have an old ladies league that surfaces every once in a while when these young girls want to play somebody. And we're not too bad. I have to give us a little kudos for that. But, you know, she's also part of the reason her and her husband, Jonquil Jones, is where she's at. She started in their program and then went into the other sports, into basketball, obviously. And so Mary and those guys are fantastic. And they do it on a shoestring budget. She's not one of those just spends money all over the place. She is not. She's so frugal. And she has over so many kids in these programs. They have two people down from colleges looking at these kids, which is great and gives these girls this huge advantage to go off and to go to school to study and have an education as well as still keeping fit and playing sports. So it's brilliant. Another BMES bit of news, alumni giving back and putting it in the memory of Anita Doherty, which is really nice, and the class of 1973, so that was great. And for those fishing enthusiasts, we had the Battleground Bahamas this weekend, despite the weather, which was pretty horrible here. I don't know what it was like in Nassau, but it was pretty rough going here. These guys did a great job, did a fantastic tournament, and really supported by both locals and now more international people coming out for this fishing tournament. So that we just have a little story on that today. We might have just found like the wrong picture of the actual winner. So we'll sort that out on our 242 news tomorrow.
All right. Well, Sarah, I appreciate the good news. Now here's something that came across my bow today. And it's our prime minister signing a deal with Africa for Grand Bahama. I'm going to play the clip first and then we'll talk about it. Mr. Producer, you got that lined up? Let's get to that if we could, please. You got me, Mr. Producer? All right, cool, no worries.
It's the Prime Minister of Bahamas, the Right Honorable Philip Davis, to please join the President of the African Bank for this next signing. This is an accession deal to the partnership agreement between Afriexim Bank and the government of Bahamas. The first is the accession deal to the partnership agreement, which will be followed by an MOU stating a collaboration to commence with a pilot project that entails the preparation and development of an Afro-Caribbean marketplace, also referred to as an international marketplace, to be located on Grand Bahama Island. The marketplace will promote and distribute African and Caribbean products to the world, as well as offer a taste of Africa and the Caribbean and be an appealing tourist attraction on Grand Bahama Island, the gateway to the Caribbean.
All right, Sarah, am I hearing this correct now? That we have signed a deal to promote African, culture and Caribbean culture in Grand Bahama. But I hear of no promotion of the Bahamas in Africa or in the Caribbean. What's going on with that?
I'm just hearing about this. I'm actually just been listening to the debate speech and haven't gotten through the whole thing yet with Minister Moxie's address. But I did hear her address a little bit about this, but I didn't. I think she referred to
it. Okay, so what I'll do is
the Prime Minister was there, yeah.
I'll let you do your homework for next week so we can talk about it. Because you know I'm about to go ham on it right now.
I do get your concern because I want to, where is that going to be? Mm-hmm. What does it entail? So we've got to get all the details.
The who, the what, the why, the when, the how. Correct.
Yeah. I'm presuming if it's a transshipment procedure for it, that would be we'd be the perfect place for it. Because we'd be great with the shipyard and container port and everything like that. The marketplace, though, I don't know anything about that.
So we'll get to that conversation next week for sure. And I want to thank you for chiming in again this week.
That's right. That's something we should be looking into for you on GB News as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So I will be in contact. We're going to be following up. I got my eye on that one.
I love that I got the yes, sir.
All right. There you go. Have a good one, sir, as always. I appreciate
All right,
you.
My darling.
And we'll talk to you next Tuesday, okay?
All right. Thanks for letting us talk about Grand Bahama News.
No worries, man. And always get the supplement every Tuesday. Spend the money and get the supplement. Thank you.
Sweet.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Let's get to the break there, Mr. Producer, because coming off the break, I'm about to go ham on this market. Wait. Where is there in the DSN anything we can promote Bahamian culture and the Bahamas to Africa and the Caribbean? I get, you know, we're our brothers keeping so on and so forth, but don't shoot yourself in the foot to do it. Now, I understand, you know, the transshipment portion of that. That's great with the port. I'm talking about the market, though. Can't we enhance the straw market down there? Don't we have Bahamian culture and crafts we need to put on display? Are we for real? Make it make sense for me after the break. Chime in and let me know, Texas. Call in and let me know, callers, because I'm trying to figure this out. Yeah, please. And the Tuesday, June 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then find your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine thread is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, and we're in the middle of the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Let me check the text lines real quick, and then we'll get to the phone lines. Great show as usual, Naughty. I'll chime in. I don't want nothing on the bottom of our stuff sold in the straw market. Have made in China at the bottom, and I most definitely don't want to see no Hey Mon t-shirts. I dead serious about this. This ain't Chinatown, and this most definitely ain't Jamaica nor Africa. Boy, I tell you. Naughty come like he's going to be allowed downtown then. They say they are the biggest prostitutes, and if Mr. Cooper's clearing up on the prostitutes, he needs to keep some of his colleagues. Oh, my God, y'all on a roll today. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty by nature. What's we up? Don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
Not because I hate you. What's going on? Get on News Network. What you got for me?
This is the GNN Investigative News Reporter. Just chiming in.
What you got?
Naughty, I'm happy you're speaking about everything on the board, right? The show before yours. That young man is so arrogant. He's a brilliant man, but he's very arrogant. Like I say this. Because all of us are put on our pants the same way. Now, Key Bell and Leslie Miller had to basically shut him down with his arrogance. You understand me? It is not unusual that prime ministers like Dr. Menes and David Oberhan and the Brent Simonet saga in Mexico to come to the public and lie. It is not unusual. It is very rare, but sometimes it happens. As a matter of fact, Glenys Anna Martin get decision with the RCL deal, and she's still in there. You understand me? That doesn't mean that's our opinion that she's wrong. You understand me? Now, I was telling him the thing that is missing out of the equation, and somebody brown nose Texas would text with a stupid self, a sheep with brown nose. I said the difference that's not being told.
One second, did
people.
You say sheep with brown noses?
Yeah, they black and white, but they nose
no,
brown.
No, no, no. I like I sheep with brown nose. I like that. I got that in my arsenal. I can borrow that. Eh?
No problem. But listen, what is not being told to the Bahamian people? Yeah, I ain't be going to no school like them women thinking of myself, but I'm a smart fella, an ordinary fella. It's the difference between the shareholdings. Yeah, we get 49, and yeah, the big boys get 49. But who are the ones that getting all the money? See, that's what Keith Bell and Leslie Miller, them are speaking about. The 49%, the 6 or 10 fellas would own the 49% of the shares. They are called preferred shareholders. Those shares, those fellas are allowed to buy thousands of shares. There's only 6 or 10 of them, thousands of shares. Whereas the ordinary shareholders, which are us, the people that they offer shares to, we need to buy a little 100, a little 50 or something. So obviously, the money we get at the end of the year could be a little $30, $40. And then everybody can say, well, Jesus, I'm going to spend my money buying shares, and that's all I get. The preferred shareholders, on the other hand, every month, whether the company makes money or not, they get their dividends. It's the same thing with the port, the Arawak port. If they don't make their dividends with the Arawak port, then the Bahamas government have to pay them their dividends. That's the difference between preferred shareholders and the common shareholder. The common shareholders is us, the Bahamian people, the government of Bahamas. We get the little pickings of the shares they throw out because they didn't need the rest of the money to build the port. And Chivago Langchai and all he could even read the thing that says the preferred shareholders get their money no matter what. But he's still with his arrogance. That's why it's really don't call this show, you know, Naughty.
But listen, man, you're lying kind of hard, man.
Lying is chaos hard. See, like I told Mr. Lang today, there's more than one road to get to Bay Street. Everybody don't articulate the way you do. You know what I mean? You may say six, I may say half dozen. But we can get to the same, we can get to Bay Street.
All right.
I might go to Market Street, you may go Centerville. But then he sees somebody articulating, using the words and the idea that he espouses or he's saying, he's handling the call as rough, man.
All right, Edgar.
I don't mean Keith Bell wrong. What the Bahamian people should be concerned about is not how pretty the port look or how pretty the woman look. It's the content, what we getting out of it. You understand me? I'm naughty?
Gotcha.
Thank you.
My brother, as always, be safe. Hey, great contribution. Yeah, let's get to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Everything cool, man. I got me laughing with the GNN.
Yeah, man.
That was a good run. GNN, by the way, I listened to what you would have contributed when you spoke with Chicago.
Get to this. This is Anton for the second time. We're rolling now. We done official, though. We done official. What's going on, Anton? You had a good Father's Day?
Well, yeah, boy, I got some gloves today.
I tell you, I got some kids big now, boy. They putting it on you.
Look, yeah, GNN was on point with what Buddy was saying. There was a little dispute, and Chicago could have helped him along based on his understanding for the sake of the conversation, and he didn't, which I was a little disappointed in. But the GNN's point was well on point, and I was listening to everything that he said. As a matter of fact, all of us were on point, and Chicago actually went on to say some stuff that I was calling his show, and he refused to answer that call, or the engineer probably just did. But just to clarify some points, Chicago was saying that no government was doing anything with the port, with the Prince George Wharf. That is not true, and that is the point that I started off with on his show when I explained to him the government of the Bahamas had just invested tens of millions. If memory serves me correct, the specific amount was $40 million. And the minister at the time, Minister of Transport and Aviation, was the Honorable Glenys Hannah Martin. And she was the one under the Christie administration that was questioning, from the Christie cabinet, that was questioning the Minister administration when they were pursuing this deal. The Davis administration didn't have anything to do with that deal. The Christie administration had nothing to do with that deal, because the minister was not having that. The minister did not support that.
Okay.
And he was given the latitude. Pardon me?
No, Anton, we get that. I think we clear with that, though. I mean, I've heard you present that point before, prior. You know what I mean? When that was actually going down. I also heard you present the point more recently that under the administration, the minister administration, it was still considered a bad deal.
Right. And Chicago was also asking, or he was suggesting, that no prime minister would state a position and come back with a different position as it relates to major investors. And he was bringing discrepancy to what the minister, Keith Bell, was saying versus what the deputy prime minister, who is also responsible for investments in the country and tourism, and the prime minister was saying. But we had a situation where the former prime minister, Minnis, talked very poorly about Bahama, right? And this was in recent times. He called it a fake deal. He called the investors investors of ill repute, as a matter of fact. But he was right there at the opening, celebrating, drinking champagne, and giving the greatest toast to mankind.
But that falls into the category of we are the conk, Anton, because we keep electing the same characters, and now us beating up our gums for the same reasons every 5 years.
Right.
We got to change our process now.
And so, Naughty, all I'm saying at the end of the day is we had, at that time when the Minnis administration entered into that worthless and bad deal, we had a port that was ranking number two or number three on the planet as it relates to tourism.
We're Anton. Now, hold on, Anton. Now, see, you's my boy. Now, when you go a little bit off the reservation, I got to call you on it. Now, you know I grew up in the industry, right? You know I'm a cruise ship brat. I know a long time. I seen that port for all my life.
Right.
Where we had number two and number three in the world, Anton, with excursions, attractions, and bottom line experience impact for the experiences for the tourists coming off the ship and so on and so forth.
It's a good question, and here's the answer. We were ranked somewhere around number three, I suspect, in terms of tourists who arrived and visited our port.
But if we still the lowest spend in the region, that don't do us no kind of good if we got the most people arriving and we spend the least.
I agree with you on that point, Naughty, but all I'm saying is this. At the time, we had one of the most attractive locations on the planet. We had one of the most visited or traveled cruise port on the planet.
As far as our archipelago, yes, I'll agree with you on that. That was the main route.
On the planet, there was no need.
No, I'm saying as far as our archipelago was considered, yes, it was one of the travel, but we didn't maximize the potential it had back in the day. That's why we're suffering now.
And guess what? I'll end on that point right there, Naughty. And the Bahamas government, the Christie-led administration, where Glenys Anna Martin was the Minister of Transport and Aviation, had just entered into a $120 million loan where they had drawn down about $40 million, if my memory serves me correct, to improve the port in order to facilitate the largest cruise ships on the planet, okay? And nothing has changed as it relates to that. And what the Minister administration did, similar to what the Ingram administration did, was after we would have invested so much money in infrastructure with BTC, using the comparison to this port, where we invested so much money into upgrading those big tires that serves as the bumper for the cruise ships, and seeking to expand the cruise ships and dredge out the harbor some more so that we can accommodate the largest cruise ships on the planet. The FNM administration just turned around and gave away what we invested all of our monies in for little to nothing. Any investor who came in a deal would reap the benefits in terms of back, reap the benefits in terms of turnover.
We're going to dissect this deal, you know, on the show this week and next week. You know, we're going to get into it a little bit because there's some things jumping out that don't make no sense to me neither, Anton.
Thank you for the opportunity, my brother.
Yeah, man, as always, don't be a stranger. You know, they ain't put you through the line. You know, you got a spot with me. It's all good. All right?
Okay,
let's get these other ones, man. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Come on, right here. Listen, I'm getting a little confused. I hear y'all talking about they call it the place being trench or something.
$40 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Anton was just talking about.
Yeah, but I think that was done way prior to this.
No. I think he was trying to put the deal in context from whence it came, from the Christie administration via the Minister administration back to here. Now,
yeah, because what I'm thinking is that port had to be drenched. So they could accommodate the.
They've been talking that for miles. A little boy running around.
That's irrelevant.
So it's finally getting done, and it has been done. But like I said, if we would have maximized the potential back then, knowing what a destination we were, we wouldn't have to have worried about being in this position today. But that falls back to lack of vision and lack of leadership, and lack of thinking outside the box. Knowing down the road we're gonna need to be in this in certain position, and more Bahamian's party would have been empowered, would have been part of the process, would have been stakeholders and been benefiting more than they are now. We got another call, Mr. Caller, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, this is Tony.
Hey, what's going on, Tony?
Hey, listen, I think Naughty, there's a line could not, I think, differentiate between the port and the deal, right? When there's a Miller call and he said he was, is the port good? Is it a beautiful port? Yes, it is. That is what he was trying to say, that the Prime Minister and Mr. Cooper was alluding to.
It is beautiful. Aesthetically, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful.
Right.
How much money are we as a country and Bahamians as Bahamians going to make off of that investment?
Well, I'm going to get to that now.
I know some Bahamians can make it, the same some who keep making it over and over and over again.
Yeah, but Naughty, we keep saying, and I agree with Mr. Lang, that port has been there for a number of years. We keep saying, we could do it ourselves. What has the government really started and finished and gotten any kind of profit from? Every time that the government gets involved in something, they put their political cronies there and nothing goes right.
Right.
The only reason why NAD is successful today because of this PPI. Now, according to the CEO or Mr. Matt, I think Matt Morrow, the government will get some $70+ million in revenues this year compared to under $10 million prior to this.
And I think 85.3 next year.
Pardon me?
I think it's like $85 million next year projected,
right?
Correct?
So.
But now, caller, come on now, Tony. Let's be honest.
Deal?
That ain't that. You don't think we can't get more than 85 out of that deal?
What were we getting before, Naughty?
Oh, so
what
be,
were we getting?
No,
what
wait a minute.
What did the government put into this?
Now, hold on. I get your point about what did the government put into it and all of that. But
right.
We shouldn't take not more than maximum potential. Listen, if maximum potential is 185 million, then that's what we need. We don't need 85 million. We need the total best projection we can get out of the deal.
So, Naughty, you know how business goes.
I don't want to hear, and you're my boy, and I respect you know that immensely, but Tony, I don't want to hear, let me settle for 85 because we
like
made
that.
10 million last year. Be happy for the 85 we
yeah,
made this
no,
year.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but Naughty, you were getting 10. Now you're getting 700% more.
Right.
And that is increasing
and
every
you remember,
year.
You remember,
you haven't done, nothing. You, the government hasn't put none of its money into that is business, Naughty.
Right,
that
and good business.
Business,
hold on, and good business is maximizing a minimal investment to its fullest potential.
Yeah,
and you know what they said
yeah,
in Wall Street,
yeah,
right?
But
greed is good.
Business?
So get greedy with them now.
No,
oh, they've been getting greedy with us before.
Yeah,
I'm saying, no, 85
Naughty,
can't fly. If
business,
95 is what it is, that's
Naughty,
what we need.
Naughty, in business, the higher the risk, the higher your returns. The government didn't risk anything in this venture. Only the land. Only
right,
the
that's
land
not risk enough.
Government. Okay?
That's not risk enough.
We keep talking about what we could have gotten. And being there for 100 years, nobody did a Christ thing with it. Year in, year out. All we do is sit down and talk.
Okay,
and people
so,
complain,
but let me, but
complain
Tony,
about the poor,
let me,
about everything.
Let me get
somebody
this correct,
come up
though.
With an idea.
Let me get this
you're
correct.
You're getting 700 times more than you was getting before.
Okay, but let me just get this point in. It's been lingering and languishing for years. So now that we got a deal in place, even if it's not the best deal for us, shut up and take it because nobody else is acting on it. Is that what you're saying?
Naughty, 49%. 49% plus 2%. You're getting 49% of the profit. That's not a good deal. That's not a good deal for you just supplying the land. That's not a good deal.
Yeah, that's a good deal, but aren't we giving back 60% in incentivism?
No, I mean, what I'm saying is...
Aren't we giving back 60% in incentivism?
Look at the long term.
But you didn't answer that, though. Aren't we giving back 60% in incentivism?
If we had waited on the government to act, that poor would have been just like this for the next 100 years.
Tony!
One government come in and start something, the next government, they come right back in and they wipe it off because it wasn't on their agenda.
Tony,
we
one
just
second.
Going round the merry-go-round for the next 20 years because when one government come in and didn't like this deal, they shut it
stop
down.
Stop reviewing counsel. I think that's shooting ourselves in the foot in a lot of cases.
But
we don't look at it objectively.
If we are getting $100 million and in another year or two, that's good compared to what we were getting prior to that, okay?
All right,
that's
now, I need to find out where your water and oil choices.
No, I have no water.
I need to come have a conversation.
We have to look at business.
Let's just divide
the
ball.
We have to look at business, man. We got to look at this as a business and what people put into these things, you know.
I get it, but
you know,
and I get your point, Tony, but part of business.
You know, those people have to pay a return on their investment to their shareholders and other things. You know, all of that is a part of the business, you know. So we have to be objective in this thing. If I was getting $1 and now I'm getting $700, that's a good investment to me.
Even though you could have been making $1,100 instead of the $700, you happy for that?
As a banker, as a former so-called
accountant,
that's a good investment.
Hey, you switched to the accountant quick from banker. I like that one.
That's a good investment. Thanks, man. I gotta run. Have a good
love
day,
you, Tony.
Buddy.
Be safe, man. Take care.
Yeah.
But that's that's why I like talking with Tony. You see how he switched that dad quick from accountant. Cause he know if he would say banker. Hey. Good stuff. Listen, let me get these calls in. Let me get these texts in real quick. And real quick. All right, Naughty, good afternoon. This Ghana Grand Bahama deal. It's just another kickback scheme. A gentleman was on Guardian a few weeks ago talking about doing business in Ghana, and I was confused. Not anymore. The connected people already have their claws in all the profitable businesses related to this. The average Grand Bahamian ain't getting nothing. And I add in sheep with brown noses, too. Yeah, I bet you are not. GNN had a good one with that one. I like that one. Naughty tells GNN he's the dumb one in this one because he clearly didn't buy shares in the port. You all leave GNN alone. That's my boy. Naughty, I hope the Chester Coop has a plan for all the stray dogs that hang out downtown, too. He can include their removal in the other group of undesirables. Yes, once they do it humanely. Naughty, I work in tourism and took a party to the straw market yesterday. They were severely disappointed at the scarcity of genuine Bahamian products there. They spent some money but would have spent much more if more Bahamian products were on offer. Thank you very much, Dexter. Been saying that and screaming that for a minute. Naughty, you just gave Anton the pass to the show. Now you got Sparky and Anton every day. It's all good, man. Naughty, this is the same PM who's traveling around on our money and signing deals to bring foreign crafts in our country. What about Bahamian crafts? Acceptable. I cry shame on you, Mr. Prime Minister. Naughty, if the deal was such a bad deal, then why didn't the government stop and cancel the damn deal? Instead, they seek to buy up all the shares and enrich themselves. Wait, Texas, you're on fire today. Let's get these last two and we got to get to the news. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Naughty.
Hey.
Calling back.
Hey, you got to make it quick, though. Hey, GNN, you got to make it quick, though.
Your voice, black and white, sheep and brown nose, called you a little while ago. See, they're the kind of fellas, like you say, something could be value $100,000, but they'll take 10 grand for it. You understand this? If you don't stand for something, you'll take anything. Just like what Minister do with a hotel in Freeport that already did belong to the Bahamian people. He paid $65 million plus for that hotel, and that was already ours. He let the people over there get away with nothing. That harbor, yeah, we might only been making $10 million off the harbor, but that was ours. You understand me? And if I can sell that to you, then you can give me the best deal out of it. What he don't know is that going with the money, they're getting $500+ million a year. Versus our 85 or whatever. It's supposed to be.
Bingo.
They say 18 over the next 3 years. They're getting $500 million.
GNN, I gotta get to the next call, so I don't want to make it seem like it got you up. But hit me tomorrow so we can pick this back up, man. All right?
Yeah, man.
All right, be safe. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, Jeff here.
Hey, Jeff, you got to make it quick as well. Yeah, you know, before the news. Go ahead, my brother.
Guess what? GNN echoed just about everything I wanted to say as far as this thing goes. You know, the land that the port is on is the Bahamian people's land, just as the hotel in Grand Bahama was always the people's property. I heard the previous caller talk about what is it that we're getting out of the deal besides just the land. But guess what? Without the land, which is the most valuable commodity in this whole thing, then the investor wouldn't have anything to invest in or be receiving our dividends or anything from. So the land is most important in this whole contexture as far as we are concerned. Let's see where this thing goes. I'm much concerned that the Bahamian people, even the ones who bought the minimum dividends, still at the other than the preferred shares, we always seem to get the least drop from the thing instead of really maximizing what we as a people can
and
get.
And why? Because we are happy to settle for it over and over and over from time immemorial.
For peanuts. And I'm sick and tired of our people who are supposed to be representing us.
Jeff still there.
From a point of weakness. So we got to fix it. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Jeff. Be safe. I appreciate you, man. And with that being said, great first hour, everybody. Great way to chime in. We're going to get to the news. And on the flip side of the news, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Boy, I get it. I get it. Y'all got issues with this poor deal, boy. And y'all got issues with African and Caribbean culture being promoted and sold in Grand Bahama. We on it. What's going on with this new day? I tell you. Look like they for foreign and not for Bahamians for real. Anywho, let's get to the break.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way. for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We come family together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nati is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
The Tuesday, June 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're definitely going to talk sports. What's going on with this caller right here? We can get this caller out of the way real quick. All right, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Well, you can't get me out of the way real quick. You got to give me a couple of minutes. Let me just express myself, because I was trying to get through a little earlier. But
what you got for me, man?
Okay, on this port issue, nobody going to investment to lose money. Now, some people might lose, but nobody going to that. They're going to it to lose any money. Now, what you were saying was a bad investment. I think it's a good investment because, like your fellow said, he's a banker. He's quite right, you know. You wasn't getting nothing. Now you end up getting about 800%. So that's a big jump. And then you were saying we only get the bucket. That's like 10% putting up, let's say, $1 million. And I say I need $2 million, and then the 200% put up the $200 million. So which one do you think should get the most return?
You missed my point with what I was making. I hear all of that. I took all of that in. I take all of that in. My question is, why accept 85.3 projection, or what they say is projection, if you look at the numbers and it turns out to be more? Shouldn't you want the most that you can make in your end of the deal?
Yeah, but you don't forget now. The government put the last money.
No. It has nothing to do with
the land.
No. We put up the land, and land is just as valuable as this is money.
Okay, but listen, you got the land, but you ain't got the capital.
Okay, but they don't have the land, and they have the capital. So now what we got to do? We got to negotiate. You want a 5-year free agent contract, and I want 4 years. Now how are we gonna work this out? Because I'm paying you beyond 4, because I believe you can be shot after year 4. You say you have one more in the tank, that's the way to be the hanger.
Yeah, but let me say this to you. You have the land, and he come with the big capital. But the land ain't going nowhere. And if he decides to pull out, you still have what is what?
We have what is what? We cannot, we cannot. I highly doubt we'll be able to exercise eminent domain. They'll fight us tooth and nail on that because they made said investment.
Well, that's the way I look at it.
And we could agree to disagree on it, but we're making something that we weren't making before, but hey, in
you
business,
got the
you
line,
make,
and the line just was sitting there for years and years, and he ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, but guess what? That's our fault. You know why? Because we elected the same set of jabronis over and over and over that did nothing and lacked vision.
Okay. Now they decided something inside to
right.
To
so then why don't let's maximize it to its full potential with no breaks, because you never know when they can drop the ball and do fool again.
No, but they already have their money invested in direct, so I don't think it's going to come. But like I say, I think that's the way business goes. That's what I look at, and therefore, the ones who put in the big money,
I get all
get
of
the
that.
Bigger, bigger return.
And they should get a big return, but we should also get the biggest return possible that we're allowed to get. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, if I put nothing, you come with a line.
No, stop. We've been doing this with foreign investment for 50 years. That's why we at now. I tired of us getting pimps. Now, if you look in 2023, you look at the pimps and you look at the prostitutes, guess what? They got a prostitute union now, so the pimps don't get away with what they've been getting with for years.
Okay,
all I'm saying is, let's get the most bang for the buck. If we got a deal and the land is with the land, so be it. That got us into the portal to say this, negotiate, but let's get the best leverage off our land and the best bang for the buck our land could bring us. And don't be happy to say,
we get
85 and we wasn't making it before, so just take, we ain't no bottom hoochie. We the top class hoochie. If we going to be a hoochie, let's be the top class.
Xavier
Hollander of it. Don't be no bottom feeder.
Okay, let me get another point across. Now, I listen to Mr. Lang, and, I listen to him sometimes, but he just, he just get a little mad. When he ready, he's, don't take no call. He's just busy up the line. And what Anton was saying, Anton was a little off a little bit, because he, but what the statement what Bell say, then the deputy prime minister, he came up and said how much money they going to make a year. Bell didn't come nowhere near that. So you understand my point? And so that run on. So who do you think the public can more or less believe? They can believe the deputy prime minister.
Anton making sure that the Christie administration, that he loves so much, got the
credit
for that's all.
Yeah, well, let's talk reality. The statement was made, and they just get it. Tingham say, I agree with the deal. It was telling him that. And then there was another issue when he tell Anton saying, but the cabinet ministers have to agree.
But I don't want y'all to tell me too much about that show, because I got Mr. Producer saying to me, I went listen to that in the green room and joke after night about cocktail, because I had it was a hard one.
Anyhow, that's what I really wanted to say, to get across the statement where he's been, the prime minister said that, hey, they make more money than what it's worth. That's very important. And again,
all right,
thanks for taking my call.
Let's make what we can make now, but see if we can maximize what we make moving forward. How about that? That's a happy medium, right? We meet halfway on that one, right?
Hey, I know. But again, you think about you have a line and you ain't ever do nothing with it.
Hey, I don't care what we ain't doing. We doing something with it now. It wakes up now. So I don't care what wasn't done. We talking right now.
You see what they wake it with, and that's
hold on.
That's
you mean to tell me now one of these islands been sitting there for years and years and years and years and years and years. Now all of a sudden it overboys and ripe with natural resources, and some scientists find it. Guess what? We didn't know about it. We wasn't doing nothing with it for years, but guess what? We find it now. It belongs to us. You want it, you can pay top dollar for it. It's 2023. That's all I'm saying, but we all good, Carl. I get your point. In real talk, I do. And that's why I appreciate you calling, because you just keep it objective. So, we'll talk soon, man. Be safe. All right, let's get to Pearly, man. What's going on, Pearly? We talking sports now. I took the one extra one, but now we talking sports. We got a lot of sports to talk about. And Pearly, you have to talk to. The Dodgers must have won a game.
I said you get the port, get all into you. There's too many conflicting reports from the port. One saying is a bad deal, one saying it's a great
all
thing.
All kind of mouth talking, Pearly. All kind of mouth talking. And,
bottom line is, it looked nice. Ships coming in. And as long as we get the millions of passengers coming through, I good.
No, we got to get...
That's the
point. As long as
money,
we become a better spend in the region
money,
and not one of the lowest... But Pearly, that's the ticket there. It don't make a difference if you got 8 million tourists if they don't spend a dime. We can't be the lowest spend in the region. We got to do stuff to enhance that, maximize it.
You got to give them something to want to spend money on.
Correct, Mundo, my brother. And that's what
the point is.
How about them Yankees? But that is what the Steinbrenners gave the city of New York to spend on a quality product in the New York Yankees.
All right, then. So
as they did in Chavez Ravine. Hold on. As they did in Chavez Ravine when they finally got out of Brooklyn and being the Yankees, little you know what, they moved to L.A. And made people in L.A., especially of the Latino-American diaspora, happy with putting that team over there. But they had the vision to do it.
You really, I don't want you to think I didn't hear the little sly remark you put in between that. But that's all right. I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to just let it go right over my head.
You mean peace out to Brooklyn?
No, not that. I know what you said. After the Yankees was becoming the Yankees, he was trying to call them the Yankees, something. But that's all right.
Yeah, Yankees little, you know what?
Yeah. I got you.
Can we not be honest?
Listen, tell me what's going on in today's sports history. I'd be waiting for that.
All right, I can hit you up with the sports history, but I will let you know that for that period of time between, you know, when they were in Brooklyn, we did own you all. I just want you to know that.
So what's happening in today's sports history?
Right down to P.V. Reese. You think I didn't go there? How about P.V.? What was this? What was his real name? George Herman P.V. Reese?
Yeah.
I ain't got you why they call him PV. We can leave that alone.
You can say that. But what I bring as a Dodger to baseball, no other team can ever bring.
What
I brought, what we as Dodgers brought.
Jackie Robinson, Trump, Check and re-raise.
Exactly.
That you are to that, but the Miami Dolphins are to the perfect season, my brother. You got it all the way around.
I really is fine. I, you know, that's something.
And you thought, but I should run for politics, and I could spin it. Boy, I tell you.
You got Babe Ruth. That's fine.
Hey, big up to my good friend, Happy Nose. Happy, you got to text me, buddy. I'm on air, man. So please text me, my brother. I can't listen to this now, but please text me because I know you got a good point. But yeah, let's look at today's sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And on this day, June 20th, and Pearlie, you asked for a lot today, but dear God, a lot happened on this day.
Yeah.
1912, okay. The New York Giants and the Boston Braves combined for 17 runs in the ninth inning. The Giants scored 7 to the Braves, 10 runs. The Giants won the game 21-12. 1936, Jesse Owens set a 100-meter record at 10.2 seconds. 1950, Willie Mays graduated high school and immediately signed with the New York Giants. 1960, Floyd Patterson knocked out Ingemar Johansson to become the first heavyweight fighter to regain his crown. 1966, the U.S. Open golf tournament was broadcast in color for the first time. 1967, Muhammad Ali was convicted in Houston of violating selective service laws by refusing to be drafted. The U.S. Supreme Court later overturned the conviction. 1980, Roberto Duran won a 15-round decision over Sugar Ray Leonard. It was the first defeat in 28 professional fights for Leonard. And he came back to redeem it, so it's all good.
No mas.
1982, Pete Rose played in his 3,000th Major League game. It was also his 523rd consecutive game. 1993, the Chicago Bulls won their third consecutive NBA title. They defeated the Phoenix Suns in Game 6 with a score of 99-98.
Charles Barkley led Phoenix Suns.
Yes, sir. 1994, the Tigers' one home run ended. They lost the game 7-1 to the Cleveland Indians. 1994, O.J. Simpson pled innocent in Los Angeles to the killing of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman.
If they don't fit, you must acquit. If they don't fit, you must acquit.
1998, Sammy Sosa of the Cubs hit 2 home runs for the second straight game. The first set a Major League Baseball record of 16 home runs in June. 1999, Lawrence Phillips became the first NFL Europe player to rush for more than 1,000 yards in a season. Very tragic story, Lawrence Phillips was. The late Lawrence Phillips.
Yes, great talent.
Tragic situation. 1999, the Dallas Stars won their first NHL Stanley Cup by defeating the Buffalo Sabres in the third overtime of Game 6. The game actually began on June 19th.
That was the former Minnesota North Stars.
Correct. The 2001 Barry Bonds of the Giants hit his 38th home run of the season. The home run broke the Major League Baseball record for homers before the midseason All-Star break. 2002, Luis Castillo of the Florida Marlins set a Major League record for the second baseman when he got hit in his 34th straight game. 2003, Jose Canseco was arrested after testing positive for steroids, a violation of his probation in September. 2004, Ken Griffey Jr., the Cincinnati Reds, got his 500th career home run. And in 2007, on this day, Sammy Sosa of the Rangers got his 600th career home run. The hit came against the Chicago Cubs, his former team. And your quote of the day, you don't know what pressure is until you play for $5 with only two in your pocket. Lee Trevino, pro golfer, one of the best to do it as well, especially on the senior circuit. Let's go to
was probably on the Pirates Island Golf Course when he did that too.
There you go. And that's a wrap right there on today in Sports All Brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Pearly Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Yeah, they could call me back tomorrow. Or they could call me back. All right, Pearly, let's have a gander at the local sports scene. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. It's all about that California Whopper. You got to try that if you haven't. Get it by itself.
I think it will soon.
Or get it as a combo at your favorite Burger King Nassau location, available for you for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. All right. Let's check out the local sports scene, brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, like I said. And the Bahamas Falls to the DR. Hey, this is out of tennis and the Davis Cup team, so we'll keep an eye on them. And the Bahama Juniors women win the Hummel Cup. The Baja Juniors women's team won a penalty shootout 3-1 over United FC to secure the Bahamas Football Association's Hummel Cup at the BFA Training Center at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex on Saturday. Regulation ended in a scoreless draw.
Super. That is wonderful.
I tell you. Solid. So we got to keep an eye on that, man.
Uh-uh. We do. I tell you, women's sports is growing by leaps and bounds worldwide.
It is indeed. And the basketball schedule is set for the Bahama Games, which is expected to be one of the more popular sporting events in the 2023 Bahamas Games. It's taking shape as a calendar of games was released over the weekend. There'll be 10 teams in men's.
Tickets went on sale yet?
They went on sale Monday at the box office out there at the Kendall GLI.
No, I mean online. I don't do.
Oh, they've been online. Remember, we had Reggie on the show. You were talking about where you could buy tickets online, Pearly.
Area.com.
There you go. Go buy them online right there.
No, I just forgot. I think I'll do that tonight.
There's going to be 10 teams in basketball separated into two pools and six in women's basketball with action set to tip off on Thursday, July 11th at 9 a.m. in the morning at the D.W. Davis Gym. And on that Tuesday, there are going to be 9 games with the featured contest being a men's contest between Eleuthera and Bimini. It's going to take place at 9 p.m. at D.W. Davis.
Question, Naughty.
Yeah.
Will Island Games have a Bahamas Games parlay?
I don't know, you know.
Because I can tell you basketball is going to be New Providence and Grand Bahama for the championship. Softball will be New Providence and Eleuthera for the championship. Baseball will be New Providence and Inagua or New Providence and Michal for the championships. I guess, you know, who'll win the one? Who'll win the two? Who'll win the most medals, New Providence?
I think so. I think New Providence is your favorite to win the most medals.
Well, I mean, because we have a distinct advantage. That's why what they did was I think they allowed New Providence and Grand Bahama to pick their teams. And then they let the other teams come and recruit. So I'm hoping that Inagua did what they did the last time and get that strong family out of the, out of Dorsey Park to come and play baseball for them. That'll be fun.
It should be a lot of fun all around. Seeing some of the veterans who've been in Bahama Games before, prior Bahama Games, the first timers, everybody like us who like to take in the sports and from a fan standpoint. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get my broad hat to wear.
Your broad hat to wear?
Then you go in the hot sun, your big hat on your head, you know?
Yeah, you said that real quick. It sounded bad, but then I fixed it, yeah.
Anyway, moving right
before
along.
Before you get slapped, I just want to make sure you're good. That's all.
No, I real good, trust me. You got to worry about that.
Anyway, check out the local scene. Let's take that first break, Mr. Producer. All right, so we get to the first break, flip side of the break. Probably when we come back, we're talking who's in and who's out. Brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And we can talk some NFL. We can talk some Major League Baseball. Talk some NBA. And get you ready for the final 10. I don't know who's taking us home today. Could be Rich Eisen. Or it could be Colin Cowherd. But either way, it's going to be solid. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday.
I think I saw Colin running over some foolishness earlier today. I can't remember what it was.
You ain't like it.
Oh. He was talking about is a don't talk about no bench. You've got two Phoenix is a powerhouse. He's like all so. He's all in with Phoenix. All in with Phoenix.
Oh, God.
He compared the bench to something, like, and you don't worry about the bench or something. Like, I can't remember what it was. I thought it was quite absurd.
Well, I'm going to pull that up, man, because that might be what. Oh, Bradley Beal doesn't make Suns title contenders. KD, that one right there?
That might be it. I can't remember the name of it.
Well, we're on it, man. We'll figure it out. We'll have something solid to get us home today. All right? All of that continues right after the break, right here, right now, on the Tuesday, June 20th edition of Talking Heads. Don't touch it.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear occasions. John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I got you right here on the Tuesday, June 20th edition of Talking Heads. We're getting ready to talk sports right now. International, who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And looking at some of the breaking international headlines, especially out of the NBA. Got a lot swirling. Kyle Kuzma has hit free agency, and rumors is he could potentially be back in L.A.
Nah.
He need to go. Kuz need to go. I was a fan of Kuz early, but
he turned down a $13 million contract. I mean, for him to come back there, he can cost about $15. Who we're not going to sign?
For that, you keep Hachimura.
All right, then. That's my point.
Now you got a big talk about, Bam possibly being traded to the Blazers.
Now, that's interesting. And I'm saying that everybody talking about Portland thinking about trading Damian Lillard to the Heat. The only one player the Heat could give up the match what Portland would want.
Yeah, according to Yahoo Sports, Jake Fisher, the Blazers are preparing what the team believes to be a compelling package to Miami to part with all defensive centerpiece Bam Adebayo. This comes after Chris Haynes of the Bleacher Report reported the Heat thought Lillard could emerge as an attainable target. For Portland to even pursue Adebayo comes as a bit of a surprise because Fisher wrote the Heat have not pondered a future without him starting in their front court. NBA Finals appearance typically doesn't trade away one of its best players, especially when the player in question is 25 and signed for three more seasons. Anthony Simmons probably has limited value to the Heat when they already have Tyler Hero, who's about to start his four-year $120 million extension. Acquiring Shannon Sharpe instead plus draft compensation would also be the antithesis of the approach Miami has utilized since the end of the Big Three era. So
See, what a lot of people don't understand now, that big three era finished because the collective bargaining agreement, and a lot of people talk and say Jeannie Buss and I forget the next owner was on the president. They put that together. They eliminate teams having the big three. So when you see right now, Phoenix got to make a decision. You paying KD $43 million. You paying Booker $30-some million. I think we'll be making $20-some million, $28 million as well.
That's deal. A lot.
And then plus DeAndre making $25 million. The salary cap is only $134 million. And then over that, you up to $134 million to $175 million is one level of the luxury tax. Anything over that, you're paying back almost 100%. So if you spend $150 million, you may have to pay another $150 million in salary tax, or 70, at minimum $75 million in salary tax.
They got another one there, Pearly, floating around. Beasley traded to the Pistons for Bogdanovich.
I can live with that.
Yeah, I could too.
I can live with that.
That's a bench piece right there.
That's a good, solid bench piece. Give you some defense and can shoot. A little more consistent right now than Beasley.
Yeah.
Younger too, I think.
That, man. They need to look at that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Especially if you were soured on Beasley at the end of last year.
But did he play much in
exactly,
the playoffs?
Exactly. That's why I say, since they were soured on him.
Okay. I don't know. He just couldn't fit into the lineup. But you had some players that emerged now.
He couldn't throw a rock in the ocean.
Yeah, but Lonnie Walker took his job. I mean, Reeves, Lonnie Walker, Hachimori, all those guys were hitting buckets. Schroeder, even D'Lo was hitting more better than him.
They were playing at a better level. I can't lie.
Yeah. So I see this, you know, it's amazing how writers put these stories together, right? Delvin Cook will be great to sign with D. Hopkins. Somebody that's asking how you feel the sign.
I read that article today. It would be nice to play with him. That's it. Now he wants to play with him.
Which one of them can agree to take the less money to go to the team?
Probably at this stage, probably Hopkins.
No, but who will he take it? But let's say they can't bring the Delvin on for the 6 or for the 8 to 10 million he want. That's $25 million. So what, you ain't going, what you can do? You can take $4 million so Hopkins can get the big money. Right. People don't look at people that we talk these things about sports and we get all excited about it, but this is a business. There are rules in the monies. There's only X amount of dollars you can spend and all that. So you have to be creative in how you what you do.
Very creative.
With that good team and a bunch of old heads, a bunch of veteran minimums. It may work for them.
Depending on the veteran minimums they sign.
Yeah. But so I'm just saying all of that showing what Cook, people talk about with Delvin Cook and Hopkins say and what's going on in Phoenix and all that. That all look good, but that same Phoenix team that we're looking at now will not be the team that will be the starting line, will not be the team that the roster will go in at the beginning of the season. They're going to have to make a move, and I'm telling you, Ayton's not going to be a Phoenix Sun.
No,
it's Ayton, a business.
Ayton is on the way out. As a matter of fact, today...
He's not happy. He wasn't happy because he wasn't getting any touches.
I found another one from Cowherd actually talking about how Phoenix needs to trade DeAndre for Draymond.
No, I don't agree with that. I think they need to trade DeAndre for three players. They need a bench.
Yeah. But they may put some pieces there.
But that trade for Beal, that guy they gave up is their number one bench player.
Yep. They gave a lot.
I'm telling you, you need to make a trade to get three or four players so you have some players coming off the bench. So that money, that's the same money. You're trading it for Green. That's the same money. You're trying to spread the money out because you don't have enough money to get other players.
Listen, I just want Green to end up anywhere but L.A. because you know he's been in France all crease up under LeBron drinking wine. And you know what that means. And he opted out of that contract, too.
It makes no kind of sense for the Lakers to even consider him because we'll have to do what we did the other day. But get rid of all them good young players and bring a bunch of old heads in there that took us nowhere. We're not going to take that step back again.
Nope, can't do it.
So if you go and bring Green there, then you lose Reeves, Hachimori, and definitely Lonnie Walker.
Yep.
That makes no kind of sense to get an old head.
Don't make no kind of
then
sense.
Then you can get the same thing that he's giving you out of Vanderbilt and Hachimori. Yeah, you don't need him. You need a point guard because your 2-point guards are free agents. And you need another 3-point shooter. He don't give you any of them.
No, I like that Bogdanovich move. We're going to get rid of Beasley.
Then you pick a 3-and-D guy.
Bogdanovich could score, though. He's one who could be a benefit on that bench.
Yeah, he could be the second team leader.
He could be. And him and Hachimura off the bench is nasty.
That's, I like that. You're going to lose Schroeder.
So you think so?
That's a good replacement for Schroeder. Huh?
You think so?
I think we're going to lose Schroeder. I think so. Sounds like it happening.
Let's get to
what I'm seeing is some stuff I'm reading that he may, he's testing the market to see what he's worth. He had a really good playoff run. His stock went up.
All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick, probably before we wrap it up, because I know we get to pick him. We got the Colin Cowherd with the final 10. Let's get to the score. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. What's happening? What's happening, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Mystery? Look like they trying to trade your boy Bam out of Bayo, out of Florida, out of Miami, right?
Huh?
Look like they trying to trade Bam for real.
For who?
It's for Anthony. Portland's put a package together for Anthony Simmons and some other pieces for Bam, because they want to pair Bam with Dame Lillard, and obviously that means they're going to lean toward drafting Scoop Henderson.
Well, I'd like to see Pat Riley let that happen. I'd like to see that. But anyway, let me ask you a question. Who Beasley play for?
The Lakers.
Okay. So I heard something just now. I hear this "we" again. That would come to me to call in. I heard you said "we," and I heard you connected Beasley with that "we." You see, Naughty, I want you to understand. I listen to you very carefully. I listen to you very carefully every day when I have the opportunity to. And I heard you said "we." Now, you need to make a strong and a firm decision, young man. Make a strong and a firm decision. Who
listen to your elder,
are
buddy.
You pulling for?
And I would make that strong and firm decision when I'm good and damn well ready to. And you or anybody else going to tell me when to make said decision. So if I want to say "we" today or "them" tomorrow, that's on me. So no, I'm a grown-ass man. I make my own decisions when I want to.
No, you don't.
Nobody's going to tell me in between. And especially, hold on. Especially. All right. Especially. Hold on, Pearly. I'll break down my household right now.
I make
all the big decisions. MJ makes all the little decisions, and then she tells me which one's the big or little. So shut up and keep it moving. That's number one. Number two, I can never take no orders off no Rudy Poo. Can't show up and take their chafing and pay their bet. Whiny pawn scum dolphin who can't show up. I can't do that. Your belly is way yellow. So I can never take no advice or no directive from you, because you've shown to me that you can't stand up when the time is right. You come with some weak excuse like you can't get it. You can't get it on the phone and all kind of blah 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 blah. No, he ain't paid that yet. He ain't supposed to take directives off him.
All the way to February with me.
So I guess I hate your feeling.
No, I just keep it real. You ain't hurt my feelings. Yeah. You could call me V. You could call me runaway Laker. You could call me whatever. I just said it's football season now, and I ain't taking no golf off of none of your Dolphins, you and Pearly included.
I see. I hurt your feelings.
No.
He's so scared right now that Dallas in problems. He's so scared.
Excuse me. Yeah. The 24th, I could be the Grinch to thief you all Christmas. And I can give you all horrors on that one. Don't even watch that.
I understand the truth hurts, you know. The truth hurts.
Right.
And I know I hurt your feeling. I got right inside your flesh just now. I understand. That's what I called
you. You ain't got inside my flesh.
That was a test. That was only a test, and I got you, my brother. The truth came out.
The truth came out, right? The truth did come out that you didn't show. You turned yellow and didn't show for months after the Dolphins. But hold on. When you coming to bring me a Dolphin jersey and pay your debt?
I will bring that.
That's the truth. That's the facts we talking here now.
That's no problem.
What you're saying is hyperbole and opinion. That's what you're on, hyperbole and opinion. That's what you are.
You mean I got to get all this for asking one question?
All of that. Yeah, hey, you get all of that. Truth, and you see, if you would have showed up and paid your debt, you would have got, mystery, I said we, and yeah, whatever. But no, you get the business because you're a dangling participant.
Yes. I want you to speak the truth so you can get set free, yeah? Speak the truth so you can get set free.
I have spoken it. You are another yellow-bellied dolphin with a hard mouth, and when it's time to pay the piper, you never show up. Dolphin tail tucked between your leg, something shoving your blowhole, and you're gone. That's what I said.
Hey, Pearly, you hear this, man, Pearly?
But Pearly, I'm indirectly, I'm referencing your dolphin caucus, too.
You touch a vein, mystery. You touch a vein.
I touch a vein just now. Money.
Yeah, further proof, these two right now, Mr. Producer, of my theory. Dolphin fans are like beer bottles, empty from the neck up.
That's fine. I have no problem with that. I am an empty dolphin fan, but I know one thing. You are a hidden closet Laker fan.
I'm not hidden. I'm a Laker in exile. That's the problem.
I'm going to mess your Christmas up. You have a bad Christmas.
Pearly,
that's right.
Like you was going to take my jersey and make me take pictures, and you got to pay your bet, too.
I got you. I got you.
Yes, my brother.
Listening to you.
Yes, thank you.
And
make sure this year when you lose bets to me, pay them on time. Now, back to you, sir. Man, you coming in to do your due diligence, because I got a Troy Aikman I can put you in. I can make your skin crawl. I could put you in a jersey, but your precious Dan Marino can never do. Win a Super Bowl. That's what I could do. I could let you feel like a Super Bowl winner by wearing an Aikman jersey. Let me guess. Pearly going on mute now.
Right here. I'm just listening to you.
All right. So go ahead. I could bring that. You want the white one or you want the blue one?
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air because you're getting, you're getting very touches here now. We'll talk about that off air.
I'm not touches. I'm in mid-season four. I've been waiting for you all. But you think I've been hearing all kind of dolphin crap since May 3rd, okay? You forget who I'm convalescing at home, eh? Danny the Dolphin, okay? All right?
Okay.
That's all you're talking about.
So what you're doing is because Pop's convalescing, you taking it out on me? What he saying to you?
I'm taking out on all of Dolphin Nation. All. Everybody who I encounter.
For my fellow Dolphin, I will take the blows for him on this one.
Fine. Right, but he married Thompson, so that's good enough.
That married Thompson, yeah.
You and Mystery and my daddy and a couple other well Dolphins who I know long time, they've been taking the business. That's why I laughed so hard last season when you all got to pay me this debt. That's why I've been laughing.
That's why I like Janet Jackson, That's why I like Janet Jackson.
Well, September 11th will be here shortly. And who y'all open against?
September 11th. We play December 24th.
Oh, you play December 24th. When the season starts? No, we talking about the season opening.
Oh, I talk about the Dallas-Miami matchup.
Yeah, well, look here. I ain't never known anybody who's so hot for cut skin like you all, Scott, you all hot for cut skin?
I'm really trying to decide, Naughty. I'm really trying to decide whether to catch that flight over, that 1 o'clock-ish flight over, Christmas Eve, and come right back on the first flight Christmas Day if I can get permission.
But I don't like travel on Christmas Day, but
I know. That's the only problem. I may have to fast one of the bus agents.
I might have to do a whole Christmas in Miami with the fam. That's what I might have to do.
No. Christmas is one of them, Christmas Eve, and then
Boxing Day, I could travel on.
We used to have a huge Christmas dinner. Everybody come home. I did 6 turkey. 4
I tell ham. You, I tell we, you, the Dolphins, food. The Dolphins know the monumental cut skin the Cowboys could put on y'all, okay? So that's why they scheduled the game on the 24th, because they know Bahamian Dolphin fans ain't coming for this cut skin, because Junkanoo, what Pearly talking about? They did it for y'all because they love y'all.
They can also know that the Dolphins need a very good Christmas gift. We've not had a good one in 40, 50 years, and this would be a wonderful Christmas gift.
You know what? Let me pull something up for you.
That'd be a wonderful Christmas gift. Wouldn't it be? See, you're going to get low now and go pull one highlight or something to put up.
No, I just want to see the last time.
Tell the computer down, Mr. Producer. Don't let him do that to us today. The computer down. Let's talk with somebody. Anytime we go.
You don't talk about that one, eh? Are you aiming to offer him that's the coke? Pick Marino off into retirement, 820 to nothing.
It's 550.
Yeah, we got to go to the break. We got to go to the break, and we got Coward taking us home tonight.
Janet Jackson, Bassett, what have you done for me lately? Who are you picking tonight? I picked the Dodgers over the Angels tonight.
All right. Who else?
I picked the Braves over the Phillies.
I like that one.
And I pick your Yankees over the Mariners.
I like it. I like that one.
And I like one more. The Red Hot Cincinnati Reds.
I was
Colorado
just to tell you, make it a four play. Make it a four way parlay. Put the Reds in there too. I like them.
Yeah. That's what I give you tonight.
Bet it, set, and forget it. TheIslandGame.com. Click on the sports book. Check out all the options and all the ways to win. And The Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. Good stuff, everybody, in the first hour and this second hour. Thank you, Pearlie. I appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow. Take a quick break. Colin Coward taking us home. Where is Andre Ayton going to end up? But he's obviously out of Phoenix. We'll talk more about that tomorrow as well. Have a good one. Be safe, all Bahamas. Right. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you mañana.
Ciao, ciao.
Girl, why are you so sweaty?
Girl, I'm getting ready for the Bahamas Games.
Bahamas Games? What that is?
The game started in 1989 under the then Minister of Sports, Peter J. Bethel, and now Minister Mario Bolle.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info,
go to www.thebahamasgames.org
or call 322 1029.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Noise in the market, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Chemistry and fit. There's too much mobility. Now we have a new CBA. It's going to be harder for guys to move around. The bottom line is get good players, worry about the fit later. Just get good players. Smart veteran players, Beal smart, Booker, KD smart, they'll figure it out. But yesterday I pushed back to Rick Bucher and I said, well, you have DeAndre Ayton. Whereas Beal's an imperfect fit, Ayton is a toxic one. So DeAndre Ayton gives you about 18 points a game, 10 rebounds. But he views himself as more of a scorer. And 18 points is nothing to laugh at. So now with Beal, Booker, and KD on that roster, Ayton will never get looks. And he tends to pout if he's not included in the offense. So he is now a bad fit in Phoenix. Good player, not great, good player, bad fit. Because he pouted last year when he had to guard Jokic and wasn't getting shots. Well, now you add Bradley Beal. He's never going to get looks. So a story came out yesterday that the Phoenix Suns are getting lots of calls on DeAndre Ayton. Of course they are. He's an 18-10 athletic big. He's owed $105 million, but not $150, not $170. It's not that punitive. The move that makes sense to me on this, I'll throw it out there, is the New York Knicks. So Mitchell Robinson is exactly what Phoenix needs, a defensive-minded, rebounding big who doesn't need touches and won't pout when he doesn't get the ball. He's sort of a Robert Williams with the Celtics, knows his role. What the Knicks need is somebody to help Jalen Brunson, a big that can score, DeAndre Ayton. Ayton will get the ball. He'll field included. He'll get his looks. He'll average 18 to 20 a game, and you'll get the happy DeAndre Ayton. In Phoenix, now with Beal, he'll never get the rock. He'll pout. He'll be disengaged. He's now a toxic fit. So we said this yesterday. One of the reasons I liked Beal to Phoenix, I think if you put smart guys together, veterans, they'll figure it out. It's even Denver, we go, oh, the perfect fit. Yeah, they're the one. But like Miami's got pieces they could use. Boston, I'm not sure Brown and Jason Tatum are perfect fits. Perfect fit almost doesn't exist in the NBA. What does exist is talent and impactful players. Cobble three together, figure out the rest later. I would do a Mitchell Robinson, Josh Hart deal, maybe a pick from the Knicks. Josh Hart can play defense. Mitchell Robinson can play defense. One doesn't need the ball at all. And then the Knicks get what they need in the East with Giannis, with Embiid, with Bam. You need some size and somewhat of an offensive threat for the Knicks. Also, you bring Ayton over with Brunson. You've already got R.J. Barrett. You're less reliant on Julius Randle scoring. Maybe you can move him. Suns and the Knicks make sense to me. A big that scores in New York, less reliant on Randle, who you could move. Suns get a big that doesn't need the ball and a little help in the backcourt. J-Mac, what say you? Not terrible.
Yeah, I'm lukewarm. Can I call it lukewarm on that?
Okay, all right.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm with you. I would move Ayton, but the deals out there don't look great. And who wants a guy like DeAndre Ayton? Work ethic is not there.
No, time out.
Back to the basket center.
Okay. 18-10. 18-10. That's a lot of point. And by the way, Jokic and Giannis are the two best players in the league. Embiid could be third. You got to have a big.
Why? They had Ayton, and he couldn't do anything against Jokic. Well, like you said, Anthony Davis, it was useless. I mean, I would rather roll the dice with a guy like Miles Turner in there.
Turner can
shoot threes. He's less needy. Ayton's like needy. Hey, feed me or I'm going to pout. Feed me or I'm not going to go for rebounds and really jostle inside.
But the Knicks could use some scoring beyond Jalen Brunson. Because here's what they're going to become now. R.J. Barrett, Jalen Brunson.
Randle.
Who they would like to move. Randall's got a market somewhere in this league. So what you'd have
is... I would take Randle over Ayton, though. He plays hard.
I'm not...
Randle goes hard. Listen, it's tough for me to call a seven-footer soft, but I just don't see that dude.
All right.
Ayton doesn't seem like that guy who's just going to get it, spin, and try to dunk on you. Remember how Shaq would do that?
Yeah, well, these guys aren't Shaq. Let's stop right there.
How about the mentality of that? When I get the ball, I'm attacking. I'm scoring. I'm shooting. I'm aggressive. I don't see the aggressive nature in DeAndre Ayton. Do you?
Well, I know now he'll never get the ball. So I know now, again, I'll take him perfect fit, Bradley Beal, over toxic fit. Ayton with these three guys will never get offense. He'll never get looks. He was getting upset last year when it was just Booker and KD. Add Beal, he'll never get a play design for him. So yeah, it's not going to work.
We didn't really talk about this, but Chris Paul obviously did not love Ayton. We showed the video of Chris Paul yesterday on a TV show saying, yeah, like, oh, I got the text while I was in the air. He mentioned Isaiah Thomas's name twice.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas and the owner. Did not mention the GM. Was it kind of fishy to you that Isaiah Thomas was mentioned when he's not even a member of the organization?
I'm going to address that next. That was my next story.
Stunning.
When's the last time you looked at your tires? No, I mean really close inspection. And Nick was talking about, you know, who's going to play in the college football playoff. Now, Georgia now has surpassed Alabama as the best program in the country, and Texas is coming hard, and USC is coming hard, and Michigan is coming hard. LSU is coming really hard. You know, nothing lasts forever. Nick's run lasted about three times longer than most college dynasties last, and he was talking to Joel Klatt about the playoffs going forward and who gets in and who doesn't.
All we do is take the teams that win the most games at the end of the year and put them in the playoffs. But do you really get the best teams? When they told me that we would be favored against three out of the four teams that got in the playoffs, I'm like, well, why aren't we in the playoffs? If you're going to have parity, you have to have a better way of figuring out who has the best teams. Not just because you lose two games on the last play of the game,
yeah,
that knocks you out when you may be better than somebody else who didn't have the same circumstances that they had to play in.
It should be noted that LSU once lost two games, was allowed in, and won a national championship. It wasn't just that Alabama lost games. If it was all about odds and who's favored, Alabama lost to LSU last year and was favored by two touchdowns. In the last 7 to 8 years, virtually every game Alabama has lost, they've been favored. You've got to play the games, and the regular season has to matter. College football, not this year, but next, is going to a 12-team playoff. I can't wait. It will quadruple the arguments. People tend to think if you expand a playoff, it limits the arguments. The opposite happened. I'll give you an example. We all know we'll never be members of Augusta National. But your local country club let in Bob and Kevin, and they work under you. Why won't they let me in? I deserve to be in. The more people you let in, the more people believe they deserve to be in.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.